You're listening to SBS News.
Lynnae Williams is a high-achieving Indigenous teenager, and the NRL school-to-work scheme has helped her secure three university offers before she completes her HSC exams.
Hey Lynnae, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Hey, good, thanks, good. All right, today we're going to work on a career development plan for you.
Yep.
All right, I might get you to start on this one and you'll start filling out your details at the top here.
That's Lynnae Williams chatting to her NRL school-to-work counsellor, Sean Humphreys. On first impressions, you could be forgiven for thinking the gregarious 17-year-old doesn't need much help. She's received four principals awards, many sporting awards and academic awards have all come her way. But even high achievers need a helping hand sometimes, especially during the current times. Miss Williams says the program has been a real support.
The hardest part has been the HSC with the whole coronavirus and, you know, the no contact, 1.5 metres. And what I like about Sean is you can access him anywhere, you know, at any time. You know, Zoom calls are now a thing and it's amazing. And also it's just a difficult time for us. And the thing is they're so understanding and they respect that. So during our HSC, you know, they give us some space, but they're still there to support us. You know, they support from afar. And that's what I really like about this program.
With Sean Humphreys' help, Lynnae has managed to secure three offers of a place at university, depending on her HSC results, on the way to one day hopefully becoming a paediatric nurse.
Just seeing the stress leave from her and the anxiety leave from her when she got those offers to university nice and early, she can now approach her exams with the confidence that she still will have an offer depending on what her results are.
Mr. Humphreys is the program manager for the scheme, but in his work with students, he's also helped them reconnect to their Indigenous heritage. In Lynnae Williams' case, that role has been important. Her Aboriginal connection is through her father, who is no longer living at home. Mr. Humphreys' input has helped her learn about her Indigenous culture.
My Aboriginal parent is actually not with me. I just have my single mother at home. But what I love about this program and how it's an Aboriginal program is it really helps me connect to my culture more. Just going through the program, you know, being with the mob, being with everyone, being with my brothers and sisters, like, they help me have that connection that I don't have at home. And that's why I love about Sean. I love how he's Indigenous and it's an Indigenous man doing the Indigenous program. Like, it's just amazing to have him there.
The scheme's focus is on helping Indigenous students who are high-achieving and driven to succeed at further education and at work. Mr. Humphreys explains how they get selected.
Well, there's a lot of programs that are out there that work with the disengaged Indigenous students. Our program is looking to support those engaged students and support them in their learning pathway so they don't get left behind. So it's a self-nomination process. The young person has to give up their free time, you know, free periods or lunch. They're not missing out on classroom time, which is important for our young people.
Ms. Williams is now well on the way to achieving her dream of becoming a paediatric nurse. The news that the federal government will support the scheme for another 3 years means many more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people will benefit too.
I'm so worried about everything, but I'm thanking God for early entry, like thanking God for this program, because honestly, I'd be so lost without it, you know, like, especially because it's a time of isolation and you don't really have much, but this program really keeps you, you know, on the ground, you know, grounded where you are and being like, okay, focus, you know, you've got your future ahead of you.
John Baldock, SBS News.